Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, August 20th, 2019. Want to welcome everyone to the show. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
What's happening, man?
Not a lot.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Well, we're doing a lot, but not a lot.
I'm confused. Not a lot, but it is a lot. I don't know.
It's just,
you sound like a politician right now. You're thinking, you're doing, you're not doing.
You're thinking, doing, all of it.
What's good? Some races coming up this week. We'll get into some of that. But also tonight, the fly on the wall. You don't mind if we call you a fly. We could say bug. A roach on the wall.
The car.
Anything. So, Matt Esposito, thank you for being here and taking care of our live stuff and being a little extra input for us. So, thank you.
A lot of input for us.
Yeah. And, again, one of these, what could be tonight, I might sit back and you guys just roll with it. I need a rest here. Drinking my coffee, iced coffee. I wouldn't get hot coffee, but they didn't have them made.
From 7-Eleven of all places.
It is 7-Eleven, yeah.
Yes.
It's convenient. It's a convenient store.
Oh, thank heaven. Every seventh one is free.
See? We all know. But, again, thank you.
A dollar saved is a dollar used at the track.
Oh, my God. No, a dollar saved is $2 used at the track.
Yeah, what track are you going to? I need to go there.
You're right. Save money. So, couple things real quick. As I am reminded, not only by Gary, but this little bowl of empty snacks here.
Yes.
Here, Claire, if you want custom earbuds, call Cindy at HearClear, 725-333-4327. That's 725-333-HEAR at HearClear. Look her up online, whatever. If you want custom earbuds, she'll take care of you. She comes to you and does the form and takes care of business. So,
yes, she does.
And also does hearing aids. And I'm sure there's a program for you or someone you might know that has hearing issues. Maybe they want to check with Cindy and see if maybe they do. They need hearing aids. You never know. Sometimes you don't know. You know, you could be yelling at Grandpa and he's not listening. Maybe he's ignoring you. Maybe he just can't hear you. I don't know.
I think it's when you turn the TV up too loud.
Or you walk in and it's on like the max volume and you're like, hey.
What kind of party's going on around here?
Or if somebody's yelling at you and all you do is see their lips move and you don't hear nothing, huh? You know, maybe you should call Cindy.
Uh-huh.
725 is the area code, 333-4327. And one thing Cindy is doing for the late model truck series is sponsoring a giveaway for custom earbuds. If you are part of the late model truck series in a late model truck series race on a late model truck series night, if you win the late model truck series heat race and the late model truck series main event, she will hook you up with a free pair of custom earbuds. So really cool of her.
So get their truck.
We do appreciate it. Exactly. And speaking of the trucks, you can go to lmtstruck.com. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up the next year or so. We won't give away too much, but as we go through the rest of this season, we got some cool things happening. If you're a young driver or an old driver, don't matter. If you want your team to be noticed and so on. You might want to maybe check in with the late model truck series and hook up with a rental truck or purchase one while you can at the prices that they are. They're really good. It's a really good series. We'll talk more about it later on, but without giving away too much, there's a lot of cool stuff coming up and happening with the late model truck series. So if you want your team noticed, you might want to start getting involved. But anyways, we'll roll on. Speaking of races, there's some races this weekend at LVMS.
Yes.
You can go to LVMS.com, click on the Bullring link, and there should be a schedule there. Also for Friday night. You can't spectate, am I correct still? Or I don't know. I'm not sure yet. Unless you pay for pit passes. Obviously, parking has changed if you haven't been out to the track at all. There's some differences from the past years. So you might want to get out there a little bit early, check it out if you haven't been there before, so you know what's what and where to go.
And it's back to school night.
Back to school night.
That's right.
Kids are back to school. And
that's right. All students, faculty, okay. Staff with the are admitted free with a valid school ID.
Okay.
So it's all free to them with a valid ID for school, I guess.
So
school ID. Yeah.
So if you have school ID, I'm assuming teachers,
yep.
And their families,
yep.
Can get in. Did it say free? For all of them?
Yeah. Free.
Free. No
free.
Way.
Yep. That's what it says.
Wow.
Yeah. They did the pictures for the school IDs last week. So
now, when they say, could they be last year's?
Hey.
I mean, because what if you don't get them back? That's a good point. What if you don't get them back? You're like, come on, man, I'm a teacher. Will they just
the
go by
your have
word?
To.
So they'll have them, but maybe the students might not.
The students should. They did it last week.
So they should assume if you're probably under 18, you're probably a student, right?
yeah, but they want to see your ID and make sure you go to school.
If not, we'll send Matt to the back gate
that's
and open
right.
the gate for you guys.
Right.
So.
If they were, if
not
they're
really.
Anything like you, you would tell your parents you're going to school and never go. Same thing. They could say, I'm a student, but
that's
I don't
true.
Go to school.
They might not be going to school.
Uh-huh. So you got to have an ID.
But if you do that more than 15 days, your parents will know about it because they're probably going to be in jail.
Hey, if they're going out to the track with or without an ID, I'd let them in anyway.
Yeah, that's why you're going to be at the back gate.
That's why you don't. That's why you're going to be at the back gate letting people in. That we won't tell nobody. That.
If they went through the effort to go out to the track, let them in.
You know, I agree with you. You know, and what do we know, though?
That's right.
What do we know?
We're just here on this.
I like to see that one night. So everybody out there just said, you know what? What the hell? Come on in.
Uh-huh.
You go call some friends. Have them come on out. Just come on in. We're not going to feed you, but you guys buy your own food. But just come on in. We'll pay your way in.
It's not like the food's expensive.
No?
$2 hot dogs, I believe.
Yeah. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah. $3 beer.
What?
$3 beer.
Wow. We can sneak your own beer in. We won't tell nobody.
Matt won't be checking the back gate.
No. Nope. He's, come on in.
He'll open the gate. Come on in.
And that $3 beer is excluded from drivers.
That's true. That's not in the pit side. That's the spectator side. Doesn't mean that,
obviously no drivers.
That doesn't mean that's what's happening, but that's what's supposed to be happening. Nobody in the pits.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Or just drivers? Is there no beer in the pits
no,
after
yeah.
after the
crew,
race, last
driver's
feature
in,
is finished?
Till the last checkered flag.
No. Doesn't have to. You don't have to wait till after the cars all get in. It's just that the checker flag drops. They
think
start
it's
popping them.
Yeah.
No.
When your car gets back to your pit.
That's not official. So
yes.
Check with your local
racetrack
laws and regulations
on when you're allowed to drink. You hear all the ice chests opening up and slamming closed.
That's water. Oh, you're hitting water. That's water. You're
I'm sorry. I forgot.
And Chuck, hang in there. We're talking about racing and alcohol, so hang in there with us. Again, if you haven't been to onwheelsnow.com to check out the archives, go there. You can look at past shows. Last week, Chuck DiGuevara in studio, kind of surprising us, and we appreciate that. You know, he felt a need to give us some boost.
He
felt sorry for us, so we need that once in a while. Yeah. If you feel sorry for us, give Gary a call or text him or shoot him a message. Say, hey, you want to come in? That's what we're here about. We want to talk about you, your team, you know, this time of season, where you're at with points, what you got coming up next year. That's why we're here. You know, we're just like you guys. We're just local racers that like to talk about local racing. So we're here for you. We're here for you. So, again, thanks for joining us, all you guys that are regulars. We can't thank you enough. Actually, speaking of regulars, me and Gary have been doing a little bit of talking and stuff. We got something coming up cool for, you know, we've been doing this kind of a popularity.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
you're the last to know. You're the last to know. So if you don't already know, now me and Gary did tell. So we won't give away too much, but there's going to be some cool stuff coming up for the winner of our thing this year. It's the first year we're doing this. We're going to kind of tally up the Facebook stuff, the listeners, the likes, all that kind of stuff, and come up with the most popular guest.
Even if there's multiple times you were here.
If you came on a few times, you know what? You want to kind of rack it up?
Yep,
get a hold of us. Come on in.
Yep, the more you're on, the more you're...
Here's what you're up against. At the end of this, in November, typically you're up against the most popular guy, Chet. So he usually gets a pretty strong following. So you got your work cut out for you. I can throw out there some of you guys that are up there if you want me to right now. I mean, it don't matter.
Yeah, throw a couple
up. You know, Aaron McMorrin, he's been up there.
Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy
Johnson.
Parker Jr. Parker. You know, he's up there. Justin Johnson. You know, guys, you guys are up there. So if you feel like you're close but want to kind of push it over the edge a little bit, get a hold of one of us, you can come back in and we'll make sure those get counted.
Yep.
Your next
every time you're in. But they're not combined. You're only highest one.
Well, yeah.
You can't combine them because then that's not fair to the guys that only come in at one time a year.
But it's their fault. That's their fault, right?
You're right. All right. You want to combine them? We'll combine them.
Well, we'll see.
Hey.
We like to make rules as we go along. So.
Right. Sounds like a reach.
I might be a winner this year. Yeah. But
anyway, I've been here every show.
We're going to look at the gray area.
Well, yeah, but I would have minus numbers, not plus numbers.
We might have something for minus numbers.
That's right. Oh, now. Then I win. I got that one hands down.
So you get a weekend with Matt.
Oh, right.
Being his joy. Being his
assistant.
Gopher.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Build me
a race car.
Yeah, go we'll have you build one in the weekend.
It'll be
fun.
I got
a task for you, 24/7. 24/2, I guess.
24/2. 48.
Yep, 48. But anyway, so those are some of the guys that are up there that's not officially the
winners.
You know, the
They're
winners or any particular order. So, but should be cool. We got some cool stuff lined up for you if you're that person, so
that's right.
Get guy or gal. Hey, speaking of gals, one of the cool shows we had, you want to check it out on our archives at onwheelsnow.com. Click on the On Wheels Now logo or link, and it'll take you to some of the archives. The show we had with the mothers of some of the drivers.
Oh, yes.
You know, that was a cool show. We should still do something like that. I mean, we always have some fathers in because typically they're usually involved with some of the racing and stuff. But the mothers,
Cunningham,
Cunningham's
mother, the one out of Utah. I forget her name right off the top of my head.
Whoever you are, you're the one out of Utah.
You are the one out of Utah.
But yeah, that was a great show. Maybe we should do something like that again. What about the kids of those mothers? We didn't have them in, did we?
No.
Maybe we should have those kids in. We'll have a kid night. But it won't be the night we do our drunk night.
No, that's the night we should do it.
Yeah.
Do the drunk night with the kids.
No, that's a bad idea because they might get into it also. Then we'll have to hear it from the mothers.
I've heard enough bad ideas. We don't need no more.
So we need to get the mothers drunk.
And let the kids do the talking.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
We'll do a drunk mother's night.
Yes. We'll work on that.
And we talked about doing some other stuff, like, but some of that stuff falls on the same night that we have the show. Like, I know Pole Position, I used to have, like, some Tuesday night specials, but I was thinking maybe we could do like a pre-show or post-show get together, like at Pole Position or something like that. And, you know, a bunch of racers just get together, go, you know, go-kart racing or something like that. I was thinking Fast Lap before, but that's out. That's out now. So we could still do something like that. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Move the show to a Wednesday night and do it. Do the go karts on Tuesday.
We'll just
night.
Pay the little extra and then go go karting on Wednesday.
Okay, we can do that too.
We'll book a party night. What do you think, Matt?
We'll put the microphones and the headphones in the cars and we'll just run it all live. The live show will be in car.
Well, you know what?
We can do that. That's okay.
This show is, you can say anything you want, and trust me,
you'll hear some things going on, right? Well, and what's nice about it, they're electric cars, so they're quiet, and, you know, somewhat
so you
quiet.
Can hear what's being said more clear.
Unedited.
So. Uh-huh. You'll be able to hear clear.
Exactly, right.
Hmm. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We'll Chuck.
Oh, man, Chuck. Is he heading in?
No.
Is he coming to save us?
Yeah. Chuck didn't save the day today.
That's okay. Sorry. You know, it's cool to hear some of the stories some of these guys have, you know, around racing, not just, you know, locally, but in their upbringing, the tracks that they've been at.
And,
you know, some of those you've been at also.
Yep. And anybody that has been in the show knows that more gets said when the microphones are off than when they're on. Mm. So, and like you say, it's nice to hear some of the stuff that's
pretty cool.
Growing up.
You know, it's part of the reason why I try to sneak in as late as I can. You know, because
if we get the show over, hold on.
Before I get in,
Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Was not asked. That's what he said.
Was not asked to come in for tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I think
it's
after
okay,
the show.
We got this one.
Yeah. But I think, refresh my memory. Last week after the show, when he was here, before we left the studio, the words were, anytime you want to come in, let us know.
Yeah. Come on in, right.
So, you have an open invitation, Chuck.
We'll even pause. We'll give you a moment of silence for Chuck.
For Chuck.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Chuck. Thanks for, you know, filling in. And we got a lot of guys out there that
and it's always
up.
Fun to have him in and laugh and joke. And
we like to hear the stories.
He can tell his stories.
We want to hear the non-racing stories, too. So
now he's got a different attitude. No, not really, Chuck. Okay.
We can make a whole series out of it. When a guest doesn't show, we can say that tonight's show is Chuck. And Chuck shows up.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, there you go.
We'll do that. We'll talk crap about each person that doesn't come until they get it out.
Yeah. And so far, there's only been one.
Did we talk crap about us?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. We talk crap about a lot of people. Not really. Hey,
And hold on. I got to say hello to Miss Susan. She's vacationing around the United States somewhere. So
lucky her, because anytime you're on vacation, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Right? That means you're able to sneak out of work. They might not know you're missing.
Oh, no. Her work would know she's missing.
They might shut down by the time she gets back. She might not have a job.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
The building fell down.
No, vacation's cool. So, you told her she has to listen, right? If she
No. If I was her, I
hold on.
Be
let me
listening.
Let me text her.
Hey, you gotta ask her something anyway, right?
I already did. She got back to me.
Oh, okay.
She was in the forest. I'm not sure if that's what she exactly said, but she didn't have cell service, so
that was a great place she was at. Nobody to bother.
What did she say?
Uh-oh.
I did get the info, though, and I do want to say thank you.
Well, ask her the answer to the question, if a tree falls in a forest, can you still hear it?
Oh, she actually responded back to me, too.
Oh.
No, she did say, sorry, we let, well, it says let the forest, but she left the forest, so I just got cell service. So, thanks for getting back to me. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, she just said it right here, too. Yes, we left the forest.
And that was
earlier
today.
She just said she's in Nashville.
Oh,
Nashville, geez. Tennessee.
Well, call us when she's talking to Dolly Parton.
Take pictures.
Oh, of course. See, I just want to, talk about music and stuff. He wants pictures.
Hey. Of her hair.
Yeah, of her hair, yeah. Jeez. The grumpy old guy.
Some people.
No, that's cool. Is she going to catch any races while she's back east?
Hopefully. She can come back and tell us all about a Nashville track.
Even if she lies to us and says, I tried, they didn't have anything, at least tell us she tried.
That's right. That's
she'd just lie to us. Susan,
that's right. I think she should go to every track out there. Even if there's nobody there, just go to it.
You would do that?
Hell yeah, I would in a heartbeat.
You would do that. You should do that. That should be our vacation. Well,
yeah. When we go to Martinsville.
Okay. We'll see, whatever little tracks around that area or what?
Mm-hmm. We will.
When's Martinsville race?
Usually at the end of October.
Oh, man, I'm busy at the end of October.
Yeah, no, not in 2020, you're not, so.
Okay. 2020.
You've got a whole year
to plan it out.
Year plus.
Matt, you're going to have to take, because we're probably going to be at least 2 weeks, so.
Uh-huh.
That's only two, they do Sunday races sometimes back.
I believe they do. Isn't Martinsville just Bristol?
I don't know.
A Saturday night race?
Not sure.
I
Matt is probably the person that would know. No? You watch NASCAR, Martinsville
Bristol?
Races?
Martinsville.
Oh, Martinsville.
Is that usually a night race? A Saturday instead of a Sunday? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not.
I'll have the answer.
We'll look up.
Google.
Have the schedule memorized.
What did you guys do when Google was down? What happened? I heard Google was down yesterday.
Oh, was it?
I don't know. See, nobody was Googling for part of the day. I don't know how long. So, apparently none of us Google anything. So, anyway. Have you ever been
to any other track? No.
Have you been to Vegas? The big track super speedway race?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which event? Was it a NASCAR event? Was it
Xfinity
race?
I went a couple times for NASCAR.
Oh, cool.
Over the past couple years. And then I got to drive the intro truck slash.
Yeah, right.
But my very first race was when the track opened.
In the inaugural year?
That Indy race.
Oh, okay. You saw the Indy race. Was it like the kart? What do they call it? They had a special name, I thought, for that Pacific Race. Anyways.
I actually have the program.
No way.
It's in my toolbox.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, from the inaugural race.
Man, them things fly, don't they? The Indy cars.
Well, it was just impressive just seeing the new track.
Right.
And then seeing these cars doing 200 miles an hour around it.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, the NASCAR cars get upwards of close to 200 miles an hour on that track before.
Right.
I don't know about now. I know they added banking and all that since that time. And of course, I'm not a super speedway expert, so I don't know what all's changed since that time period from the first race. But I was at the very first race out there we went. So that was pretty cool.
No, I really like our track. I like the way it's set up.
Even better now, they got the
neon garage
where you can actually look down and, you know, see the, it's just amazing the type of technology and information they get from these race cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And at some point, some of that will be trickling down to the local level at some point.
That's scary.
It is scary. I don't know when. It's obviously that's cost, you know, going to go up. Not all divisions, I'm sure, are going to have that. But I think we see some of that in the super late models today. Some of that technology, you know, kind of getting passed along through people who know other people from the super, you know, the NASCAR technology kind of getting in, you know, trickling down to the local levels and guys trying out different stuff, because some of these guys out at these local tracks are crazy fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, where'd they pick up that extra speed? You know, what are they doing? You know, it's amazing. But
it's funny watching the NASCAR event. A lot of stuff that we talk about on here is starting to really trickle in.
Right.
Because there was a comment, somebody blew a tire.
Right.
And kept it on the track, and they're like, "Oh, you know, that's going back to their experience as a driver, you know, keeping the car on the track."
Right.
You know, and it's what we're talking about, you know, the low tire flashing light is not going to save your ass doing 200 miles an hour.
Right. It's in the driver's hands.
It takes
obviously.
Skill. It takes experience.
Yeah.
You know, because the first time you had a blowout.
Yeah.
You're scared shitless.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, now
I close my eyes and press on the brake. I'm good. I probably don't know I did that, but now
with your, you know, with experiencing that and then driving a race car, you know when the car's not right and you're already prepared for it.
Yeah, you kind of try to anticipate, you know, you kind of run through your mind. I think, I don't know if everybody does it at some point, like, okay, you know, if this situation happens, you know, how would I react? You know, I would try to do this or that.
Even just driving skid plate has made me a better driver on the road.
Right.
I see things, I anticipate more.
Yeah.
Now than I did before I was racing.
You could do a Danica Patrick, just let go of the steering wheel. I'm just joking. All the Danica Patrick fans, I'm just kidding. You know, I don't know. You're right. You know, the seat time, you know, it doesn't matter what you're in. If you're on the, you could be a delivery driver. You could be whatever. You're out there driving and, you know, that's experience.
Absolutely.
So, and same thing at the track. If you're racing at the track, you pick up pointers and tips and tricks. And I see some people out there, I'm like, man, how the hell they get out of that? And you can hear like they're shifting and they're turning and they're pedaling. It's like, man, them guys are on top of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And you hope that you do the same thing in a situation like that.
I usually close my eyes and hope I make it through there.
Right. Exactly. It's a smoke. So, you know, I'm going to pile through it. You take on the demolition approach. Yeah. You're like, okay, hey, I'm a demo driver. I'm just going to pile through it, man. They're just going to have to be pushed out of the way. But I don't know. That's,
yeah, when you see some of the footwork of the racers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Accelerator and brake with one foot, heel toe, doing the clutch.
Man, it's I'm impressed sometimes, you know, even when I, you know, forget about it, then I start seeing stuff like that. I'm like, man, there's some really good.
And I just read an article that of the new cars for 2020, I believe it's like 7% are manuals.
Oh, wow.
The rest is all automatic.
You know, that's crazy because there was a time where it was the opposite. Mm-hmm. I mean, before automatics started coming out, it was just automatic. You're going to get a manual, you know, stick shift.
Yeah, that people aren't requesting it. And also the success of the CVT transmission.
Right. Which is a funky, you know, it's constantly, what do they call that? Like it's constantly shifting, I guess. You know,
yeah.
It feels like it's broken, you know, but
they're supposed to be semi-indestructible.
Right. You know, I don't know. Everything's going to be automatic eventually. Like if, you know, we're down to 7%, which is probably 7%. It's mostly sports cars or performance mm-hmm. cars, you know, not the daily driver.
But even that, it switched to paddle shift.
Yeah.
So you're using the same transmission.
So, but would you, I guess you, would you consider that automatic or, you know?
Yeah. No, it's still an automatic.
But you have to shift it, right?
Yeah. Just no.
Right, but how many times have you raced pedal. With an automatic? Like old school, we were doing it
shifting
on the column.
It. Yeah.
You're starting first, and you're like brake torque in, and first, second, throw it in the drive. So
I imagine a lot of guys that race the bombers have to because it's a direct drive instead of using the. I'm sorry. Maybe they don't.
Where
do
are
that.
We going with this?
They won't. Nobody does that out at the track.
No.
They would be. They would be caught.
Reverse drive, second, and.
But where I was going with this is.
I'm sorry. It's just plain.
It goes back to what we were talking about, how people don't want to drive, experience the cars. They just want to drive point A to point B. So we're losing interest in racing and enjoying the driving the car.
All right. I'm guilty of that. I just want to get where I'm going. I love driving on the track, but
from 10th place to first place, I just want to get there.
Yeah, you know, that would be nice. Like racing and just being on the track. I love being part of that experience, whether I'm first, last, or in between, you know. But driving outside of the track, I don't like working on the stuff. And I don't like driving in traffic, and I don't like signals. I don't like red lights. I don't mind the green lights. So.
Wow. Especially since I think they changed them again.
They're more red now than before.
That's why
I timed one. 2 minutes.
Why his steering wheel is broken, because every time he stops at a light, he hits the steering wheel. Damn it. I should have went 5 miles an hour faster.
They're just wore out braking. It's like the brake effect.
Yeah.
So. No, I don't know.
It's 2 minute lights, and then if you count the extra 15 seconds of the people blowing the light, you get about 2 hours. You know, 2 minutes, 15.
Yeah, nobody does that here in this town.
They're the ones that had enough. Like, I'm not stopping another light.
Those are the mics of the free of the road.
No, I haven't been blowing them, but I've thought about it a lot. So, you know, I don't know.
But I will tell you this.
Oh, boy.
If I'm the first car and the light turns green, yes, I don't go right away.
Yeah.
I always look both ways.
Wait.
And wait. You know, 2 or 3 seconds, and then.
And how many times have you seen during the
luckily
time?
Luckily, I waited.
Luckily, you waited. Yeah. It's crazy that you.
Oh,
see.
No, full on red.
Yeah. And then
that many.
And then it cracks me up. You're sitting at a light, and the light barely, I mean, a split second, it turned green, and the guy behind you honking the horn like, get going. I mean, you know, if you would have left your house 10 minutes earlier, you wouldn't have to be waiting behind me.
Well, it sucks because I understand. I mean, I've been in both. We all been in both sides of where, man, I just got to be somewhere. You know, it's not for whatever reason you left later than you should have, and you got to get there. And you're zipping and doing this, and then you get stuck behind these lights and all that. And you're like, fuck, you know.
There's a trick to getting somewhere faster, to get more green lights. Take your phone, and drop it onto the floor of the passenger side. and try to pick it back up. I guarantee you'll hit all the green. You won't hit a red light to save your life.
That's true. While you're trying to get it, you're like, oh, next lane, I'm going to get it. Oh, no, yep. Next lane, I'm going to get it. That's true. That is true.
You want me to tell you the secret to getting all the lights?
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
Do 47 miles an hour.
No matter if it's 35 or 65 or 55. 40,
if it's a 45-mile-an-hour zone, do 47.
Miles an hour more.
You'll hit every light green.
So what if it's 35?
Except for Charleston. Charleston is 53.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna try that. So
47.
But only 47
in
a 45. In a 45.
Yes. Well, I don't promote speeding around here, so.
Well, you just did. That's 2 miles an hour. Over.
On Wheels Now and its affiliates. Not
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Those are your own opinions, by the way.
That's right.
To tell people
and it
speed.
Works.
That's breaking
Watch.
The law.
Hey.
That's breaking the law.
Well, when the light does turn green and you are able to go, I do accelerate to the speed limit as quickly as possible.
Unlike, that's why you have no rear tires.
Unlike some people, 20, 25, 30, and you're at the next light.
Yeah.
You're like,
but you're at the same light they are.
Yeah, that happened to me yesterday going to the shop. There was an ambulance with his lights coming. It hooked a left, and the truck on my right didn't see it because I had my big van, and he didn't see it. So he got in the middle of the intersection that was already yellow. So I caught him at the very next light. He blew the yellow light and almost hit the ambulance because he didn't see it. And then, obviously, the ambulance took off, but I caught him at the next light. He was sitting at the next light. So
he should have ran it. Yeah. No, I'm just joking. But, you know, I don't know.
And back to you when you're in a hurry and you got to get somewhere and you got to be somewhere and you've left, you always get behind the slowest car in Las Vegas.
Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Exactly.
Every single time.
It's got to be that person that likes to go 10 miles slower than the 45, they're going 35.
That's right.
No, it's when you look through the back window and you don't see anybody in the seat. You're like, is someone driving? And you pull up next and they got...
They're looking
both
through
hands.
The steering wheel?
No. Right. Well, here's the other... We were taught 10 and 2 for driver's ed. This is the safest. Anyone you see doing this, stay away from.
Yeah.
Because they are the worst drivers.
Well, no, they're probably the safest drivers.
No, that's the problem. No.
Except for they're going 10 miles too slow, I guess.
That's
pretty bad.
Going too slow, changing lanes without signals, like right turn from the left lane.
I didn't have traffic training or whatever. Did you have to take a class to get your license or what?
I took driver's ed. You get your permit, and then you had your 6 months of driver's ed, and it usually ended somewhere around.
Your,
they figured
your,
it
your
around
place
your
was
birthday.
Strict, huh? We just drove, and then when it's time to get our license, go get our license.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know about you. Probably the same thing.
Yeah.
I was there on my birthday, 16.
Well, I drove without a license until I was probably at least 18.
And the only reason you got them is because they made you.
I may or may not have done that, by the way. So
we don't.
It's hearsay.
And I don't promote it either.
That's right.
That's all hearsay.
When you turn 16, get your driver's license.
When you turn 15 and a half, do you guys still do that? Like permit at 15 and a half or something like that? When you're 15 and a half, get a driver's permit. That way you're a better driver by the time you're 16.
Well, yeah. Like you said, seat time. Get someone to take you out. Get your parents, your brother, uncles,
and
aunts,
this
whoever.
And this brings up a good program. And I don't know if they still have it. I'm sure they do. It's been growing. It's called Driver's Edge. Look it up. Seriously, if you have a young driver coming up that's going to get their license or anything, check it out. It's called Driver's Edge. They host it at the Speedway. They used to anyways.
Edge, you say.
Driver's Edge.
Okay.
What did I say?
No, yeah. I'm just making sure.
Yeah,
edge.
They put you in situations where you forward think.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's most of it's sitting down. You know, they have the highway patrol out there talking to you and all that. And they used to talk a lot about drinking and driving. Now they talk more a lot about texting and driving,
right,
how dangerous it is and all that. And then you're right. They put you in a position where you're into an uncontrolled slide or turn or heavy braking, you know, stuff like that. And at that young age, you don't experience it until it happens, you know, in real
right.
life. And you want to experience it before it happens, you know. And again, that probably is still available, you know, but it's hard to get into. So you make sure you get on their list as early as possible, because it's tough to get in there. They're always full. It's a sponsored, used to be a sponsored program, so it was free, but that's why it's always full. You know, you don't have to pay anything for your kid to get in, you know. I don't know what the age limits are for it, but check it out. It's really good.
My uncle did that with me when I was
mm-hmm. They probably had a program back
we
then.
We went to
was that about 40 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
35.
I can't tell by your gray hair,
yeah.
So.
We went to an empty parking lot when it was raining.
That was a joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And he was, you know, he was like, just
right.
drive to the center of the parking lot. So I'm like, okay, doing 20 miles
mm-hmm.
an hour. And he grabbed the steering wheel and he yanked
it. Wow.
And
you're like, oh, what the hell are you doing?
And he said, why'd you take your hands off the wheel?
Right.
Do it again.
Because I thought you had it.
No, exactly.
You should have stopped, kicked his ass out, say, who's driving here, me or you? Come on.
But we did it a couple times
right.
until I got used to that feeling of the car going out of control.
That driver's edge, Susan says that one of her sons took that course.
It's a must for young, even if they are experienced, but haven't had experience in a program like that, you should hook them up in that. They'll love it. I think they'll like that program also. You know, it takes a little time to go through it, but it's cool. So that's good. You know, it
definitely those controlled experiences.
Right.
That's 100% value.
Oh yeah, it's really cool. And I don't, you know, they use different kind of cars. A lot of them are donated from the manufacturers. Just they use all different types, Toyotas and Nissans and whatever else is, about GMs and Fords, whatever they used to have, all different types. So it wasn't any particular style either. So, but yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, because they say a lot of accidents can be lessened by not slamming on the brakes in certain situations, you know, turning away from an object. Even if you attempt to, even if the momentum brings you that way, it's still less of an impact. Like,
mm-hmm.
so being able to be alert during certain situations can save a lot of lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a lot of newer drivers, not just young drivers, but newer drivers don't experience that until it's in a situation
and
where
they
they're forced into it. Right.
Yep,
and
they
you
panic.
Don't know. Yeah. You don't know how to react because it's a natural reaction,
mm-hmm.
you know, to slam the brakes on or to, you know, let go of the steering wheel or whatever it is. But these programs like that, I'm sure there's other ones out there, but locally, I know that's one of the ones that I think is really great for
definitely highly recommend young and
new drivers. And for a while there too, they were some of the instructors were high profile experienced drivers. I can't think of any off the top of my head right now, but they, you know, these are like professional
mm-hmm.
Drivers and instructors and things like that that go help these courses like this. So these are guys that know what they're doing, you know, and they can give you the pointers that these young drivers need. So, but anyways, just want to throw that out there. And if Driver's Edge, if they want to sponsor a radio show, please don't.
Remind them where you heard it from.
Yeah, tell them you heard it here first.
That's right.
So, but no, great program. Susan, like you said, one of her kids at least went to that program. It's really good. Really helps out. So I went through it with a couple of my kids. But I went because I wanted to. I didn't get to drive. But
a couple of your kids? How many you got?
But I got to go.
8 and 12?
I'm not. Oh, I was going to say a comment, but then I would have got some backlash, so I won't even say anything. But no. No. I don't have any kids.
Let you know.
I'm like you. I have no kids.
I have no kids.
So. But anyway, you've heard of that, right?
I've never heard of that driver's edge. No.
Oh.
I have not heard of that.
Well, now you do.
Now you should go sign up.
Yes. After having my driver's license for 2 years, I need to go do it.
No, I want to drive.
I'm glad you finally got it.
Finally.
There's a program out there where you can be the police car or be the getaway car.
Yeah, you could be the bad good guy or the bad guy.
I want to go do that.
Right? That sounds like fun.
So instead of go-karting, we take all the race car drivers and go out there.
That's probably a little more expensive. So you pay your own expenses. Let's go do it.
That's right.
The go-karting, I was thinking, maybe we could kind of get a group thing going. But
no,
Can get a group thing going out there.
Yeah.
You never know.
Pull the names out of a hat. Police officer is going to be Mark Allison.
Well, there's certain guys.
No, he don't show up. So
there's certain guys that are just the bad guys. You know, I mean, Michael Miller might be one of them.
Oh, no, Michael Miller is one of them.
He's just a bad guy.
Yeah,
huh? Maybe we're going to have to, Chuck, we may be able to say Chuck's one of the good guys, but we'll see.
I don't know.
You know, Aaron McMahon, what do you think? Good guy, bad guy?
He is good friends with Michael Miller, so.
So maybe he's on the bad guy side.
He's on the bad guy side.
Ricky Jr.
Jr. is on the bad side.
Oh, man.
He hangs out with him.
Wait a minute. I see a pattern here.
Well, as you can see, they all hang out with each other.
So who's the good guys? Don't say you.
Doug Hamm.
Okay, Doug, I will agree with you there.
Doug Hamm is the good
Jimmy
guy.
Parker Jr.
Jimmy Parker Jr.
Good
is
guy.
The good guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Johnson, the good
guy. All right. So we got some people on both sides. Maybe we'll look into that. No,
not to get off of that subject, but
oh boy.
Two things. Chuck said, nope, he's the bad guy here. And
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be the first to say
with
it.
With that
program
you were talking about. Susan says a discount on insurance also.
Really?
So,
okay. I didn't know if they, some insurance companies, obviously check with your own insurance company, but
now that is
some,
coming from Susan that's on vacation in Tennessee somewhere.
Yeah,
so
you know what? But she's going
that
out of
just
her way.
Got
to,
cell service.
She's probably in the forest still, so thanks for texting us from the forest.
That's right.
We appreciate it. Because obviously, was it like 3 hour difference there?
Two or three hours?
So it's bedtime, but thanks for joining us back from back east. We appreciate it. And as Chuck said, we got some listeners of his family back in was it New Zealand or Australia?
Somewhere
sorry.
Over there.
Gary didn't know.
I don't know. Chuck, let us know.
You know, appreciate, you know, some listeners from there
they're probably not listening because Chuck's not on because he didn't show up.
That's true. That's Chuck's fault.
That's right.
That's
all Chuck's
fault.
See? Oh, Michael Miller's fault? Chuck's fault.
Uh-huh. You know, speaking of Michael Miller, we haven't heard from him lately. What's up?
He's married.
He's been in trouble. I was going to say, he's been in trouble lately because he did get married, right?
Yeah. Susan said there were 2 hours difference.
Oh, 2 hours. Cool. So it is your bedtime. Sleep well.
Oh. New Zealand.
New Zealand. Sorry. Yeah. I thought that's what you had said, and appreciate it. So
we'll have to go back to the archives and hear it.
Yes, and again, go to onwheelsnow.com, click on the On Wheels Now logo or the On Wheels Now words. It's a link to the archives. I thought it was blue, but it's hard to tell sometimes with the shading, so...
I say you make it purple and you won't have to worry about it.
Purple and pink are the same to me, so you might as well say make it pink. Right? No? He's, He's thinking of something different. Now he's not even thinking about my comment. What's up? Uh-oh.
I just got some sad news.
Uh-oh. From? Is this personal or?
No. In the racing community.
Uh-oh.
I believe his name was Chuck. I'm pretty sure. Mark's father has passed away.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Wow.
I just got that right now.
What do you say? You know, that's not anything anybody likes to hear. It's a part of life, unfortunately. And,
yes,
and,
it is.
You know, we hope that we all get a chance to experience as much as we can in this lifetime before we all go. So, you know, our condolences to the Allison family.
Yes. I believe his name was Chuck.
But
I may be wrong, but he was known through the racing community as well.
Absolutely.
Now, back to where we were. Chuck D. Guerra says they listen anyway.
So
thanks for listening.
We appreciate it.
Zealand.
That's why he has a need to want to keep it alive or live, keep it interesting, I guess.
Yes.
So, hey, you know what? Have them. You know, next time Chuck comes in, you can have some New Zealand racing stories for us. I'd like to hear about racing. I know we talked a little bit
about
it.
How about next time Chuck comes in, we call him?
We don't know what time it is. No.
Hey,
does it
they're listening.
All right, Chuck, next time we'll make a phone call.
They're listening?
Somebody that gets into local racing out there. We want to hear about it. I know it's different there, but we want to hear it. We can see it on TV and stuff, but how many chances do we get? It's all usually only on a night where there's a special or something on, or if we seek it out on the internet or something like that and see small clips of it, we don't get to hear live.
If we,
or what.
If we can get the videos or pictures ahead of time,
there you
we
go.
Can have it up for the show.
But, man, they do some crazy, let me tell you, and we've talked about it when Chuck was in before, was there's some crazy races that they put on there in New Zealand, and them guys are pretty wild. You know what, I know you've done Demolition Derby, Gary,
yes,
but
I
them
have.
Guys, I think, have Demolition Derby beat.
Have you seen some of the stuff they do?
You know, it's pretty crazy. So, but we'll have to hit Chuck up.
Yes, I say we call him.
We'll do that. Maybe they can find somebody that's a racer out there, and we can actually talk to
a racer
New
for
Zealand
me.
Racer. So we'll have Chuck fly him out here.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
For a Tuesday night and then fly him back.
Uh-huh.
Be in
Chuck
studio.
Will do that for us.
Chuck's
a nice guy. He'll do that for us. He'll fly that race.
International night at the bull race.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, let's quick.
Hold on.
Oh, boy. All right.
Chuck says it's Wednesday there, 1:52 p.m.
Oh. So we have to do the show yesterday to get him on. So we have to do it yesterday, 4 hours earlier. So Monday night at what?
Go ahead. No,
I'm sorry.
Something.
I thought you were going to read something.
No, I'm reading something.
Is that what
something
you thought?
Else.
Did you think you were going to read something?
We're waiting.
You're like, okay, what are you going to read?
No, don't wait on me. Don't wait on me.
So live in New Zealand, Monday night at 2 p.m.
No,
it will be
live
6
Wednesday
PM.
Night over there.
Well,
we'll do our show
it.
And let them do it on Wednesday.
Well, yeah, I guess we could do that at 2 p.m. That's true.
So when do the late model trucks race again?
That's coming up, by the
way. Yes, and speaking of that, late model truck series.
Packed the track night.
Packed the track night.
At the bull ring.
At the bull ring. And
autograph session.
Yes. And for those that know who he is Matt Jaskel will be in one of our trucks.
Possibly. We'll see. Oh.
See, that's right. What I was reading.
We got the commitment. All
that's right.
Right.
We got
all
the right. Commitment.
So,
cool. If the commitment's not there, we're going to choke Cindy Clark.
Don't blame us. Don't blame
him. Right. But yes, he has confirmed that he will. Okay.
And you know, and again, for some of you drivers that want your current team, or you know, your own driving, for your own driving resume or something like that, get a hold of one of us. You can come race with us coming up in the next season here. As we go along, we got some really cool stuff coming up that's going to give some great exposure for, you know, some teams and or drivers that want to add to their resume. So be some cool stuff. You know, want to jump in early because it will be selective as
yes.
it goes forward.
And there's a lot of cool stuff, as Mike yeah. keeps saying, is
but,
coming down.
But again, you know, looking forward to it. Should be cool. Matt yep. Jaskowitz. If you don't know him, look him up. He's into a lot of exciting stuff. He's been actually raced and had a championship in the old
series.
ASA Speed Trucks back in the day. First rookie to capture a championship, I believe,
yes.
in the you know in the same year. So some experience in it. So but it's been many years. So we're looking forward to it. He does this other stuff now. I don't know if it's as exciting, but he jumps out of airplanes or something like that. You know,
it's probably not
as exciting.
I
so.
Just want to ask him, why would you jump out of a perfectly flying airplane?
Hey,
well, you gotta test it every time.
Well,
you know?
No, it's flying. It's good. You
well,
don't gotta bail. Yeah,
tested the parachute. Yeah. He's trying to find the one that doesn't work.
Testing the air coming down to make sure it's okay.
So. Cool. Looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We
this weekend coming up is back to school night.
Correct.
Not
for the late model truck series
nope.
again. That's not this weekend. That's the following weekend. It's a back to back race.
Yes.
Back
to back weekends.
Weekends for the Bullring. So
yep.
the 31st.
The 31st. The late model truck series is there.
And there'll be an autograph session. That is the pack to track night. And there's some other cool stuff going on there.
They don't say, but. They say there's discounted tickets for
right.
Pack the Track Night. They don't say how much. They just
what
says
it is.
Discounted.
Yeah.
Yep.
But as we find out next Tuesday, we'll let you know.
Yeah. And I will be asking around this weekend because I will be out there on Saturday. So we'll find out what the price is next week. And next week on this show, we'll let you know.
Sweet. Sounds good. And this weekend, who's all racing? Super late models?
Yes.
Super stocks.
Hold on. Yes.
Modifieds, I'm thinking.
Skid plates.
Maybe modifieds won't be because they're back. Because they won't be.
Super late models.
Super late.
Super stocks.
Bombers.
602
crate.
Mods. 602 mods. USLCI Legends and
Bandoleros.
Skid plate cars.
Sweet.
And let's not forget, Friday night is Thunder Cars on Friday.
Which is their race number five or six?
Five.
So yep. Thunder Cars race number five, Friday night only, though, not on Saturday.
And anybody with a school ID is admitted free this weekend.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Well, I guess that's it.
I don't have a school ID.
Yeah, school ID, so mm-hmm. you got to pay. Was it $12?
And by the way, here's Mr. Late, Kevin Terrell. He says hello to everybody.
Hey, Kevin. Thank
yeah.
you for joining
yeah.
us.
Hey.
We'll see you around.
I'm glad you're here. You know, hey, the show's almost over,
hey,
but
Kevin,
thanks.
Why don't you come in? We would like to sit and chit-chat with you.
Yeah.
See what you've been up to lately. So hit Gary up. We appreciate you joining us.
There was only 1 minute left in the show, but hey, you showed up.
That's okay. Better late than never.
That's
we
right. Thanks,
it.
Kevin.
We'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. We'll also probably see you at the racetrack out there this weekend at LVMS. Go to LVMS.com. Click on the Bullring. Thanks for joining.
All right. Thanks for listening.